Big issues. U.S. membership in NATO. Support, Andrew Holland. Holland is the American Security Project's chief operating officer. It's useful to look at our global place in the world to see if the institutions created decades ago still fit the needs of today. The Intergovernmental Military Alliance, known as NATO, has come under attack by some because it seems to place other countries' needs above U.S. interests. The idea of collective security that NATO espouses was born from the lessons learned in the 20th century. Out of the ashes of a ruined Europe, Americans learned how aggressor nations can draw an entire world into war. Now, in the 21st century, the U.S. presence in NATO continues to ensure the transatlantic peace. Today's security threats are not as simple. While NATO certainly does protect its members from the Russian tank divisions and nuclear weapons that align along member states' borders, it also provides collective security against threats such as terrorism, cyber attacks, and even global pandemics. Indeed, the only time that NATO's collective defense clause was invoked was immediately after the 9/11 attacks, as NATO members rushed to support U.S. forces responding to the attack. Today, in the face of a new security threat, NATO is helping member countries respond to COVID-19. Finally, as Vladimir Putin's Russia interferes in elections, steals land from neighbors, and prepares cyber weapons to undermine infrastructure, the continuing presence of the United States in NATO deters Russian military intervention. It is right to question the usefulness of NATO. But if NATO didn't exist today, we'd have to create it. Let's resolve to keep America in to maintain the transatlantic peace. Oppose, Ted Galen Carpenter. Carpenter is a senior fellow in defense and foreign policy studies at the Cato Institute. NATO is the poster child for an obsolete U.S. foreign policy. It was created in 1949 to shield a weak democratic Europe from a totalitarian enemy. Today's Europe bears no resemblance to that situation. The European Union, EU, collectively has both a larger population and economy than does America. The EU nations can easily afford to build their own defenses. At the same time, the security threat they face is a pale shadow of the menace once posed by the Soviet Union. Russia is a conventional great power, not a messianic totalitarian state, and its population and economy are much smaller. Furthermore, Moscow's annual military spending, which is barely 8% of Washington's, is declining. That is a strange pattern for a country supposedly intent on aggression. Finally, NATO involves vast U.S. obligations with few corresponding benefits. We cannot even count on European allies to support the United States in a crisis. A survey conducted by the European Council on Foreign Relations in 2019 found that overwhelming majorities in 14 EU member states wanted their countries to remain neutral if a conflict occurred between the United States and China. Incredibly, that same pattern existed with respect to a showdown between the United States and Russia, even though the European countries would seem to have major security interests at stake in such a fight. Today's NATO is a one-sided arrangement. The United States incurs most of the costs and risks, while European members reap most of the benefits. It's time to retire this Cold War-era institutional dinosaur. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.